First Letter to Timothy, Chapter 2. First of all, I urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for rulers of states, and all in authority, that we may enjoy a quiet and peaceful life in godliness and respect. This is good and pleases God, for he wants all to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. As there is one God, there is one mediator between God and humankind, Christ Jesus, himself human, who gave his life for the redemption of all. This is the testimony given in its proper time, and of this God has made me apostle and herald. I am not lying, I am telling the truth. He made me teacher of the nations regarding faith and truth. I want the men in every place to lift pure hands in prayer to heaven without anger and dissension. Let women dress with simplicity and modesty, not adorned with fancy hairstyles, gold, jewels, and expensive clothes, but with good works, as is fitting for women serving God. Let a woman quietly receive instruction and be submissive. I allow no woman to teach or to have authority over men. Let them be quiet. For Adam was created first, and then Eve. Adam was not deceived. It was the woman who was deceived and fell into sin. But she will be saved through motherhood, provided that her life be orderly and holy in faith and love.